الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight's program, inshallah, we will divide it into three parts. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. So briefly, the importance of Jumu'ah and Friday. Thereafter, inshallah, we will highlight the importance of nikah and marriage. And lastly, what are the causes for separation and talaq in our society? Tonight, alhamdulillah, is Laylatul Jumu'ah. What are we supposed to do? In any part of the world, wherever it is Friday, we should know it is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah, adha'a lahu minan nur ma bayna al-jumu'atayn. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf tonight, tomorrow, Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with radiance and effulgence from one Friday right to the next Friday. And this is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. So each one of us, we need that radiance and nur. If we don't have that nur, we will be groping in so many darknesses. One of the many reasons that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world was لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to take the people out from the darknesses in which they were groping in and bring them to the nur, radiance and effulgence. Likewise, the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, is authentic hadith, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ, read abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon me on a Friday. So tonight, tomorrow, keep our tongue moist with salawat and durood sharif. We hear this term durood so many times. If somebody has to ask us, what is the real meaning of durood? It is a Farsi word, a word in Persian. And when you look at the farmer, he is smiling ear to ear because he has a bumper harvest, bumper crops. He's going to make maximum amount of profit in minimum time. Subhanallah, when we read Durood Sharif Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both sides the angels are engaged. The angel on the right hand side is engaged, writing down our hasanat and righteous deeds. And the angel on the left hand side is also engaged. He is erasing our vices and sins. So imagine, brothers, what a great action it is. The greatest gift for the greatest of Allah Jalla Wala's creation on the best day of the week. So therefore we should read abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon the best of Allah's creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third one, we all know that death is inevitable. One day we all have to die. There's no doubt about that. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. You ask even the atheist, and he doesn't believe, he says, in any religion. But ask him, you will die. He says, obviously he'll die. So remember that we should ask and beg and beseech Almighty Allah for death on iman. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, give us death with iman and Islam. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam made this dua. Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, verse 101. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ And join me with the pious people, O Almighty Allah, with your devout servants. And then the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ Whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala blesses with death on a Friday, then that person will be protected from the torment of the grave right till day of Qiyamah. So what a great thing it is, my brothers, sisters, beloved youth. Daily we should beg Almighty Allah, grant us death on a Friday with Iman. And that is what we should do. You know, today, when people go to Medina Munawwara, we write there in the Haramain Sharifain, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa from the enemy. So we tell the people, Allah Ta'ala hamare ziyarat ko kabul farmai, Ya Allah accept our ziyarat to Medina Munawwara, they all say Ameen. Ya Allah accept our Umrah or Hajj, they all say Ameen. Ya Allah, Medina Munawwara ki mitti naseeb farma, maut naseeb farma. Grant us death in Medina Munawwara. The Ameen hardly comes out. When they ask the brothers what's wrong, they say the riyas and the dollars are still in the pocket. And we ask the ladies what's wrong, they say the shopping is still left. You know? So each one of us should realize that sometimes we make dua, but it's a very hollow dua. Is not the dua from the bottom of our heart. So we're speaking about making dua from the inner recesses of our heart. Then remember, brothers, the ummah's plight is in front of us. Every country today, Muslim country, Arab country, there are so many problems. We ourselves in our country, we can see the challenges. So between Asr and Maghrib on a Friday, Isa'i Mustajaba, each one of us should raise our hands. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and beg Almighty Allah to make decisions in our favor. So always when you make dua, we must have the conviction that Allah Jalla wala will accept our duas. Idha sa'altumullah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. When you beg Almighty Allah, you must have the firm conviction that Allah will answer our duas. The topic for tonight is nikah, and we see our youth and we see our society today imploding. We don't even need external enemies today. We can see what is happening to our families, our children and so forth. So let's go right to the beginning. We have attended so many nikahs in our life, but did we really understand the definition of nikah? And what is nikah? In Islam, my brothers, nikah is that sacred institution. In this world, ordinary mortals, people like me and you, we perform the nikah. But in the year after, Allah Jalla wa Ala will perform the nikah himself. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِنَيْنِ Almighty Allah states that we will perform the nikah with the beautiful damsels and women of Jannah. The only personality whose nikah was performing in this world among the ladies was Sayyida Zainab bint Jahsh and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The nikah, Allah Jalla wala states, Zawwajnakaha. We perform your nikah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha. Therefore, she used to tell the women that your nikah was performed by your forefathers and so forth, and my nikah was performed by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is the sharaf, the honor, the respect Allah Jalla wa Ala gave the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat. Remember, each one of them have unique qualities, the honorable household of the Master alayhi salam, the Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt first and foremost refers and alludes to the honorable wives and mothers of this ummah, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anhunna, and all of them. Secondly, my brothers, Sayyida Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, Madan nikahu ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? What is a nikah, O Amir al-Mu'mineen? Sayyida Ali radiallahu anhu is a linguist par excellence, and he mentioned the various phrases and ended every phrase with a ra, with a re. He said, Sururu Shaharin, 1 month's happiness. We see that today people get married, then they go Maldives, Mauritius, Malaysia, and all these places. And they called it honeymoon. I didn't say it's permissible, I'm telling you what people normally do. So when they go there, they say, honey, see, there's the moon there. So they called it honeymoon. And when they come back, the honey and the moon both are missing. So you must remember this. So, sururu shaharin, 1 month's happiness. Luzumu maharin, and you have to pay the mahar. Some brother is getting married tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So you have to pay the mahar. One day I was in a seminar, and one old baji, mashallah, nice white beard, then he asked the question, why must we, the men, pay mahar? So I said, Baji means old man, that no pay, no play. You can't play free of charge. You have to pay. So remember those brothers and those mahar, we must keep on paying. So inshallah it will enhance the marriage. And inshallah remember that the marriage will go to greater heights inshallah. Third one, ghumumu daharin. You see the brother is going to get married tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and sister. But remember the responsibilities are increasing day by day. Today you are a bachelor, tomorrow you are a husband, after 1 year then you are a father, and she is a mother. So now dukh, sukh, happiness, joy, prosperity, grief, sadness, this is a partnership. We the husbands, this is by and large across the spectrum. We find that we the men, the mistake we make is this, that we say we are the Amir. Yes, you are the Amir. Allah Jalla Wala made you the Amir. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً But the Amir does not mean Amir. Amir means the dictator. We want to just dictate to our wives and everybody else. That is not what Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Marriage is a partnership. وَتَشَاوُرٍ There must be mutual consultation. Marriage is not bathroom and bedroom only. Marriage is not hit and run only. When you were young, mashallah, you should play tip and run, now you want to play hit and run, no. So remember this, that marriage is a partnership, and the partnership is not just the bodies must meet. The partnership is the hearts have to meet. And once the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought. And once you have unity of thought, then both of you will go in the same direction. And when we don't have the unity of thought, then remember there's a collision. And then everything implodes and explodes. And that is what we are seeing nowadays. So, ghumumu daharin, it is a life of partnership. Your wife is ill or sick, you should be concerned. Similarly, the husband is some problem, the wife should be concerned. So it is not a dictatorship, it is a partnership. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. So remember how our clothing, they enhance us. They cover our faults and whatever scars or marks we have in our body. So husband, wife should be concealing the faults of one another and remember, build on that partnership and be close to one another. So look at the beautiful example Allah Jalla Wala gave. Sururu shaharin, luzumu maharin, ghumumu daharin, happiness and joy and sadness and grief. So remember a life of responsibility. Kusuru zaharin. And you see, brothers, some people are such, they got 2, 3, 4 wives, and now they gone into ruku already. So they'll say, Biwi ne mujhe khatam kar diya. But you can't say Biwi, it's Biwiya. He got a lot of barakat, you see. 2, 3, 4 wives he got, so they finished him up, bichara. So you must remember, so now he's perpetually in ruku. So to say, not only in salat. And then in the ending is Nuzulu Qabrin. Even on the happiest day, the day your nikah takes place, you should remember one day you will be lowered in the grave. Imagine this is a definition Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who made of nikah. So where are we from that? Very far. There was a Waliullah in Egypt and his name is Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish. I went to go meet him. Till today I have that qalak and afsos and regret. When I reached there, then they said he's gone out, so I didn't meet him. And anyway, if you listen to his CDs, He passed away in sajda. Such a waliullah he was. He was blind, but one of the great, great ulama which Egypt produced, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish. When he speaks of nikah and other topics, many a time he mentions this, which I will mention now. When the imam, the maulana, the qari sahab, mufti sahab is performing the nikah, then they read certain verses, and all have to do with taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. Now it is your nikah, my nikah, whoever, we're not interested in that message. And once that nikah message is gone, then remember we have problems. If you want a successful marriage for yourself, for your children, then it has to be based on taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness. Otherwise the vital ingredient of nikah will be missing. Allah Jalla wa Ala taught Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam taught us this khutbah, Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Every ayah's common theme and message is taqwa. So we go back to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, nusiba ila Ali radiallahu anhu. It is mansub and attributed to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He said so, as mentioned by Shaykh Abdul Hamid Kishk rahimahullah, the sage of the age, the wali of his time. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was asked, what is the definition of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness? So he said, al-khawfu min al-jaleel. To have that fear, every phrase he ended on alarm. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. To have that fear of Almighty Allah. Today me and you, we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. In front of people, we become big, big buzruks. We bow down and make salam and show so much humility and so forth. And when we are alone, then is another story. See on our phones, what things are happening. How many marriages are breaking. So remember, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. The house is burning because of the lamp and the fire within the house. So think about that seriously. We can't fool anybody. Ya alamu khainat al-a'yuni wa ma tukhfi sudur. Allah Jalla wa'ala's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. He knows the eyes that are disloyal. He knows what our inner motives and ulterior motives and agenda is. Everything is known to Allah. So number one, al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. Taqwa is to practice on revelation, wahi, Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. Our customs and tradition and rewards, when it is in collision, in conflict with the Sharia, then it has no place in Islam. So remember, if the custom is according to Islam, alhamdulillah. But once it is in collision, then it has no place. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, wal-ridha bil-qaleel. And we must be content with what Allah gave us. Today this madness we have, the rat race, Allah gave us million rain, we still not satisfied. $1 million, still we not satisfied. 10 million, still we not satisfied. Oh insan, oh masterpiece, Allah Jalla wa'ala complains of me and you in the noble Quran. Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about the wafa, the loyalty of the horse. You have a farm, for example, you have horses, you gave it a stable, you gave it fodder, you gave it water. Tomorrow somebody wants to attack you. You are the owner, the manager, Allah forbid. What will that horse do? فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ شُبَحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقَا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْحَا. This horse is so loyal to his benefactor that it will advance and make the supreme sacrifice. How dare you come and attack my master and owner or manager? He is my muhsin, my benefactor. Allah juxtaposes and compares me and you. Oh Hazrat Insan, I made you the masterpiece. What happened to you? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Allah. The more Allah gave me wealth, the more Allah gave me knowledge, the more Allah gave me rank and status, majority of us, the more arrogant we become, the more brazen we become in committing vices and sin. Because we can buy off everybody. We can buy off the police, we can buy off the magistrate, we can buy off the maulana, we can buy off everybody almost. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And remember that the human being bears testimony to that, Quran says. That is the sickness, ungratefulness, unthankfulness to Allah. What is the cause? What is the reason? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This human being is madly, intensely in love with that wealth of his. We see what's happening in the governments and so forth. We see what is happening throughout the world. So, وَالرِّضَى بِالْقَلِيلِ. Oh wife, don't keep on demanding, demanding. Every week, every month I must have new shoes and new bag. Oh husband, you don't come demanding all the time from your wife. She must go by her father and bring some money and so forth. So what is taqwa? Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, wal-ridha bil-qaleel. Make some shukr, make some sabr, and see how many doors Almighty Allah will open for us. And then, wal-isti'idadu li-yawmi al-raheel, and prepare for your day of departure. See, Sayyidina Ali, everywhere, he brings the message of death as well. MashaAllah, the nikah took place. And now the couple are married, is husband, wife. Now we're going to meet them. We're going to meet, the man will meet the groom, and the woman will meet the bride. So what must you say? Don't make Mubarak, Mubarak only. That is good, mashallah, but read the Masnoon Sunnah Dua. Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Allah give you barakah from all sides. And Allah keep you, our husband and wife, in khair and goodness at all times, all places. Hadith in Abu Dawood. Subhanallah. Imagine the wonderful, beautiful dua we are making for the newly wedded couple. That Allah give them barakah from all directions and sides. And Allah Jalla Wala keep them in that khair and goodness under His special mercy. Now, O husband, wife, it is your wedding night, Laylatul Zifaf. What you going to do wedding night? Today, wedding night, we must go to this hotel, we must go to this casino, we must go this country. But they forgot, they don't even know which direction is Qibla. And then after 3 months, 6 months, we wonder, how come our daughter came back? So Islam is teaching us to build our foundation. You are still strangers to one another. When you are strangers to one another, so invoke and beg Almighty Allah's mercy. First sunnah, my dear brothers, you youngsters, better learn all these things here. So you don't score own goals, you have to score goals properly. You understood? So you must remember that. One day I mentioned all these sunnahs for the wedding night. Now I'm on radio live, it's a little bit dangerous to say this. But anyway, so I was performing a nikah, and I mentioned all this, and one baji came, one old man. These old people, they old, but they're not cold, you know. In Afrikaans we say, hello, old, but ni koud ni, you understood? Now you Durban people, you don't speak Afrikaans, so anyway. So he came, he said, the Maulanas in 1940 and 1950, they never taught us all this. So what must we do now? So I told him, baji, come here. I whispered in his ear, I say, you just take second wife and make second round, buddy. So he must remember. The women, they get very upset with me, you know. Don't worry, your radio is still working. I was just drinking some water there. Sometimes the people think the radio went off or I passed away. I'm still alive. Alhamdulillah. So anyway, the first thing you're going to do now on your wedding night, the hadith, ulama present, make note, in Musannaf ibn Abi Shaiba, that husband, you will be in front and your wife behind you. And you read salat in jama'ah and congregation. And you, the husband, you must give the iqamat. So when I mention this kind of things and the people send emails and WhatsApp messages, now who must give the iqamat? So you must give the iqamat. And the wife mustn't be standing next to you. She must be behind you. If you stay next to you, then you won't be praying P-R-A-Y. You'll be praying P-R-E-Y. So the wife will be behind you. So I performed one nikah, one place and everything, made dua, we met the brother, I was walking out. So he came, he tapped me from there. He said, you know what? That how I'm going to make imamat, my surahs are kacha. So I tapped him and I said, brother, I perform your nikah, I made it pakka. And you tell me your surahs are kacha. So you don't have to read surah Yasin and Tabarak and all that. Just read wal asri inna atayna. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul bin nas. Any short surah you can read, mashallah. So we start our marital life begging Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, I want to lead a pure life, a chaste life. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. So we seek divine assistance. So number one. Number two, remember that you, the husband, you must give a gift to your wife. Remember, giving gifts will enhance the love between husband and wife. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave milk to our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. From there we deduce on the wedding night, your Laylatul Zifaf, you should give another gift beside the mahar you gave. So give anything in case you're kind, whatever you want to. Third one, remember that we invoke and beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for His protection. So you take your wife, Musannaf Abdul Razak Hadith, and there you sprinkle the water on her and she will sprinkle the water on you. So which dua you will read, O husband? Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever good quality this wife has, let us share it, Ya Allah. Wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever weaknesses she has, Ya Allah, protect her and protect me as well. Likewise, you the wife, you will sprinkle on the husband. Don't worry about his topi and all that, you just sprinkle on him. And what you say? What you say in Urdu and Gujarati and Meman and all that? You say, in umagaj bahu tikku che, ye tabawat. So from the wedding night, we start putting the radiator, we cool him down. You understand? So you take the water and you sprinkle on him. Take it easy, brother. You understood? So you must, the radiator policy, you see, Islam taught us 1400 years ago. So you take the water and you, this is what you have to teach your sons and daughters, what to do on the wedding night, not have to run here and there. So do everything in your own house, mashallah. And then the husband, wife, that is the three sunnats. Now to maintain and sustain this marriage, you want that glitter and shine to remember. When we lecture to the ladies, we call it 10 prescriptions. And when we lecture to the ladies, we call it 10 recipes. And we lecture to the men, we call it 10 prescriptions. So we gave you 3 already, that you will read Salat together. Second one, remember, you will give a gift. And third one, on your wedding night. And then the third one, remember that you sprinkle water and make the dua. Now 7 other prescriptions, so that we keep that glitter, that shine in our marriage. It must not become Allah forbid a rocky marriage or a stale marriage. Remember that. So everything we'll give you the reference, inshallah. Number 4. Mona Ismail, you must count, I must make mixed up. So number 4, make salam to one another. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Must I not show you that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you execute it, it will generate mutual love. أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam common amongst you. Give salam currency. We live in a house. Make the house a home, and make the home Dar as Salam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Imagine you come home and the wife is fighting. When the husband comes, he is fighting. No, you don't want that. You want peace, you want tranquility. As Salam qabla al Kalam. So remember that before you start speaking, make salam. So Allah will send His salamti, Allah will send His mercy on their special home. The hearts will start uniting. Imagine Islam has the best. We have to share it with the rest. But what do? Instead of influencing the lives of others, we get influenced by others. Number five, smile. I'm lecturing now 40 years with Allah's help. So brothers, remember smiling. If I don't speak one word now, and I just look at you and I smile, you will see three-quarters of you will smile back. Smiling is contagious. Today they don't want to smile with the wife, they want to smile with somebody else's wife. You go to the bank, he's smiling with a lady. Go to the post, he's smiling with that lady. Paying the toll road, so that he'll smile with that lady. When last you smile with the wife? وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَرْقٍ. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching. Do not belittle these small little actions. Remember small easy action and great impact. Allah will let your wife smile. You will smile. And the mercy of Allah will descend on both parties. Imagine. Simple things. Who can say we can't do this? So number five. Number six, tahaddu, tahabbu. To give a gift is not only on a wedding night. Remember every week, every month, without your wife asking, tell her, oh honey, take this money. So in that way. So remember in this way, you will enhance your marriage. Who is our wife? Go read of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Allama Tantawi rahimahullah wrote a great book, obviously in Arabic, Akhbar-e-Umar. In there he has mentioned this incident. Qissatu Umar wal-A'rabi. The story, the incident of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an and the Bedouin. It is in Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Amirul Mu'mineen. And the Bedouin, living on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's house. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu spotted him, but he saw that Bedouin took a U-turn and went away. Sayyidina Umar sent the Khadim, one of the work, who called that person. So when he came there by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar said, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, you came right till here and you went away. What happened? He said, just forget it, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I don't want to discuss it. He said, no, I insist, you must. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I had a few words with my wife. I told her a few words and she had many paragraphs for me. She gave me such a tongue-lashing, I felt so hurt. I said, let me go to Amir al-Mu'mineen. When I came here, I saw Amirul Mu'mineen getting a tongue lashing from his wife also. So I said, what does Amirul Mu'mineen is going to help me? Me and he both in the same boat. Amirul Mu'mineen controlling half the world. But he allows his wife to speak. See the genius. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sab aaye. Umar ko bulaya gaya. All the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came. Umar didn't come. He was requested to come. He was invited to come. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr bin Hisham to our side. Umar becomes radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. He becomes the second greatest personality to walk on this earth after the Anbiya and Messengers alayhimu salam. Remember? And Amr bin Hisham becomes he becomes Abu Jahl, and he is dispatched to Jahannam in the battle of Badr. Imagine. So that is Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes brother, it's true what you said. My wife was also talking so much. Normally when we deliver lectures, I ask this question, who is the intelligent husband and who is the unintelligent husband? You know women, they love to talk. That's why you see our phone accounts and cell phone accounts just goes out of proportion. They can't stop. It's their habit, it's their nature. So when the wife talks too much, the unintelligent husband will tell his wife, shut up, keep quiet. The intelligent husband will tell his wife, oh honey, oh sweetheart, you look so beautiful with your mouth closed. So in marriage also you have to be a diplomat, little bit. You can't just be one way. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, my brother, sit, let's discuss this issue. Who cooks your food for you? Said my wife. Who looks after your children? He said, wife. Said, who cleans the house? He said, wife. He said, when your clothes are torn and all that, who sews your clothes and all? Said my wife. Who looks after all your valuables and everything? In our terminology, who looks after the uplang? You sitting here, waliullah in the masjid, who's looking after everything at home? So remember the wife. So like that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked him so many questions. He said, subhanallah. One lady, one personality, and she got 5-6 portfolios. So sometime let's give her the opportunity, let her also speak her mind. You must remember, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a magnanimous heart, and Allah will elevate your rank and status. So we can't be just making noise all the time, so we must allow them to speak. If we want to be the minister of foreign affairs outside, what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. Oh Fatima radiallahu anha, my beloved daughter, everything inside the house, you in charge. Everything outside, you, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, you in charge. See how Nabi alayhi salam made the taqseem, the division, the distribution. So to teach me and you the lesson, and set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So remember these things here. So number one was the salat. Number two was the gift on the wedding night. Number three, remember, was reading the dua and sprinkling water. Four, making salam. Five, smiling. And number six, that remember that we should keep affectionate names for one another. What name did Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam give Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? In Dara Qutni it's mentioned, Ya Humaira, oh you the one with the red complexion. How special Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha felt. You don't have to call your wife Aisha and Jamila and Zainab. Call her darling, sweetheart, whatever, Popi, whatever. And she can call you Popo or whatever. So anyway, whatever you like, brother. You understood? So you must remember, it's no way, no problem. So you must. You see, I told one brother, when you look at your house, when you look at your car, you look at this, Quran teaches us. In Surah Kahf, when he came to your garden, say, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Allah will give you something better in the year after. So when we see our car, our house, our family, say MashaAllah and praise Almighty Allah. So the brothers say, yes, when I look at my car, I look at my house, my shop, all that, I say MashaAllah. But when I look at my wife, he say Inna Lillah. So you must remember, but all the children are your children. She say, he say, she's no more so slim and smart and all that. But remember, it is your children. So how smart are you now? You're also gone out of shape. So brothers, we need to think both ways also, not one way. So give affectionate name, darling, honey, sweetheart, whatever. Muwaffaqa, you will find in the hadith kitab. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The lady who has been given tawfiq, Ya Aish. Three names Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her. These are all authentic hadith you will find. That is number six. Number seven, share the same utensils. You see the glass? Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha drank from this side. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, he took the glass, turned the glass around, not only drank from the same glass, from the side where Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, where Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha drank from there the Master alayhi salam drank. to show her, O Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, you are so special to me, I even will share my utensil with myself. So see, brothers, the labor laws are changing. You know, VAT is gone up and a lot of things have happened now. So remember, make your utensils less, eat from the same plate, drink from the same glass, make the intention of Sunnatun Nabawiyah, and see how Allah will unite the hearts. Not only when you go to Maldives and you go here to Dubai and so on, they give you some mashallah juice and put some 2 straws inside, egg pool do mali, you understand? So now there's one person and one juice and 2 straws. No, even your house you must do that. The hadith in Sunan An-Nasa'i. Number 8. Read the ayah, Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us as spouses. Those of us who want to get married, those of us who are married, and even if you married 30, 40 years, continue reading this. Ya Allah, grant us as spouses and children. That will be the core, that will be the coolness of the eyes. Aankho ke thandak banja. When you look at your wife, you don't get tired. She don't get tired of looking at you. But Allah puts that love and mercy and compassion in one another's eyes. Imagine. So learn this type of du'as. Number 8. Number 9. Remember that Almighty Allah commands us to do this. Start tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, my brothers and sisters and beloved youth. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Allah by those names. O listeners of Ansar Radio, that you should be doing this tonight. Everyone, read the 99 names, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif as well. Who reads the 99 beautiful names of Allah, you read it by heart, Allah will admit us, enter us into Jannah. Every name of Allah has a great impact. Your business is going down and down. Read, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basit. Ya Allah, you are the one who increases the risk, and Allah will give us barakah. That your marriage, husband-wife problems, brothers-sisters problem, parents-children problem, we're living in a world of so many problems. Read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Allah's one attribute and name is Wadud. Allah creates the love. Allah Ta'ala unites our hearts. Allah, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Imagine. We have everything, but we don't learn it, we don't practice on it, we don't propagate it. So start tonight, inshallah, and read it, O husband, read it, O wife, and see how Allah will enhance your marriage. And the last one, remember when we were very young, we used to play cricket, you know, 8, 9 years old, tip and run. So today, husband, wife, they make hit and run and finish. Then they say the children, boom, must stand here, and they're very disrespectful, and but this is Quran. When we don't read the dua, husband, wife, before conjugal rights, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ. The shaitan becomes a partner in our wealth, he becomes a partner in our children. So, O husband, O wife, before you meet, before conjugal relationship, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Bismillah, جَنِّبْنِي وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا ذَكْتَنَا. Today we just get, and plus tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah also. So you must remember what happens, that people just go into passion and then everything carries on. Nay, even that time, make the dua, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Jannibni, Ya Allah, keep me far, far away from the shaitan. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَذَتَنَا, and keep the shaitan very far away from us, Ya Allah. Then see how Almighty Allah will bless you, husband, wife, parents, and the child that is going to be born. He'll be an asset to society, and Allah will protect him. So this is how, inshallah, if we practice on these 10 points, you will find your marriage will be enhanced. Now we come to the final few points you must remember, and that is, how come we're finding in South Africa, the whole world, wherever I go and travel, and this is one of the most important questions, people, even today somebody phoned, And he said there are so many problems between him and his wife and they don't know what to do. See, my brothers, from Quran Sharif and the Ahadith Mubarakah, let us see what happens. Quran Kareem teaches us about Iraq. Bibabil Harut wa Marut. In Babil, in Babylon, Allah Ta'ala sent two angels. And their name Harut and Marut. And they would warn the people. Remember that this is the aim of Shaitan. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. One of the greatest things Shaitan and his cronies and his comrades and agents do, they want to bring about separation, divorce, talaq between husband and wife. Therefore, in Sahih Hadith, in Sahih Muslim, every day Iblis sits and he asks his agents, what you did? He said, I made that person commit adultery. Okay. I made that person take interest. Okay. I made that person go and drink alcohol and take drugs. Fine. So like that, each one will give karguzari and give the report back. Then one shaitan will say, I let that husband give divorce and talaq to that wife there of his. He will call him, faltazamahu, and embrace him. You did the best action. See, brothers, what are we doing? Do we really give advice to our sons and daughters? We only tell them the material things. You must do this, do that. We don't give them this type of advices. In the olden days, our forefathers didn't have all this internet and all these gadgets, but they had the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had the khawf e khuda. They had the fear of Allah. They had the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the little bit they knew, they would tell their beloved daughter, O Beti, make sure you go and stay there, and your janazah must also come out from there. Don't come back. You come back for holiday, fine. But you can't. So in that way, they would prepare their daughters and so forth. Today you will see that we, the parents, tell our daughters, if your mother-in-law talks too much, you just phone me. If your father-in-law tell you nonsense, you tell me, I'll fix him up. I'll sort him out. So how can then the marriage be sustained in this type of things, brothers? So each one of us. Now I'm just giving you 4 or 5 reasons. Will people interact with us? And they tell us what are the problems. Problem number one. Let us be honest, brothers. It's a shame, it's a disgrace. But we have to speak of it. How many men are having affairs today? Adultery has become rife and rampant. And all in the name, I'm going to play golf, Allah alone knows which golf he's going to play. I'm going with my friends, I'm going here, I'm going there. My brothers, we have to tell the women that you must not sleep with your husband till he goes for an AIDS test. Why do we have to tell them? Because the man has slept with so many women. So remember, we have to think, Allahumma hassin farji. Learn this dua. O Almighty Allah, protect my private part. Ya Allah, let me lead a pure and a chaste life. Remember, youngsters, this life of fornication and zina is going to destroy you. When that person commits the zina, the iman is expunged, it's removed. Go open Mishkat Musnad Ahmad, go open the Hadith Kitab. The iman cannot tolerate to be within that person there while he's committing the act of zina. So think about it, brothers, each one. When that person commits zina, fornication, Quran, Surah 24, verse 2, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِيَتَجَلَّى. Give both parties, the boy and the girl, for fornication, 100 lashes. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفَى. Don't show them mercy and compassion. وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Let there be a group of Muslims to witness that punishment. In Islam, we want a pure and a chaste society. I was in Brazil, I was in Argentina, yes, South Africa. It will be a very interesting study to see today. The children that are born in all these places and countries I mentioned, if you go to Brazil and these places, they have schools for all the bees, for all the illegitimate children. Special school. Because it is a norm, it's common in society. Who's your father? What I know who's my father? He was busy running around here and all there, and I'm born. So it has become socially accepted that people must do these type of things. Marriage is for the dark ages and old ages. Now you must just love and have lovers and carry on. That is the Western concept, the satanic concept. Islam wants a dynamic society, a pure society. And that is why Islam emphasizes on nikah. So number one, my brothers, this culture of zina, fornication. You know, one of the great muftis among Sahaba was who? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, hypothetically, for argument's sake, if Allah Ta'ala tells me in 10 days time I will die, I, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I'll still get married today so that I don't fall into fitna. Where are we, my brothers? Your son tells you I want to get married. You the one, oh father, oh mother, you say, you can't even look after yourself and you want to get married? Then when that son commits zina, fornication, فَإِنَّ الْإِثْمَ عَلَىٰ أَبِي, the parents also are an accomplice in that crime. Open Mishkat, you will find it. So think properly, number one. Number two, this internet, computers, everything we have in our homes, and we are the one who buy for our children. Who is there to see what they are doing? How many marriages got destroyed because of pornography, because of chat sites, because of the filth on the internet? Be honest about this, my brothers. I'm not passing fatwa, but I'm telling you, it is a two-edged sword. And remember that the more we give, what have we done? We gave all the seeds to our children. We gave them clothing, we gave them cash, we gave them cell phones, we gave them computers, we gave them CDs, we gave them cars. Every seed that we could think about, we gave. But the greatest seed we did not give them. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ نَحْلًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. Oh father, oh mother, the greatest gift you could give your son and daughter is good character, good manners, good morals. Who got time today? The father got no time for his son and daughter. They talk, he just take 1,000 and go play. We buy their love, we don't give them the love. Mother got no time, she's gallivanting by this mall and this mall, sometime meeting some fool. So you must remember this. So remember these things here. So when we have no time, so who is going to develop their children? An idle mind is a devil's workshop. Now they will get busy with so many other things. Number two, this culture of fornication, adultery is destroying our society. This culture, you must remember, of pornography, movies. The men are busy with Hollywood, the women are busy with Bollywood, and the children are busy with Robin Hood. And everyone wants to be busy. But 99% is in haram things. So think about it. Third one, my brothers, you want a stable marriage, then remember that there must be trust between a husband and wife. How many of us really share everything with our wives? How many of our wives share with the husband? There is no mutual trust left. The husband lies half the time. I got business, I got this, I got this. Because behind the parda, he kept one spare wheel. He kept one mistress. And it's happening. So we all know this. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. So remember this, how the garments, the clothing is near our bodies. Our husband, wife, you have to be near one another. So my brothers, think properly. And this mentality, husband has adopted and wife have adopted. Do my way or catch the highway. It doesn't work, my brothers. Remember, that is the slogan of shaitan. Ana khayrun min, I'm better than you. The wife comes from a home, wealthy home. And the husband now becomes that slave. He talks, she say, hey, this house my father bought. This car my brother bought. All these utensils here my father bought. So all this, how you expect the home to run like that? So remember. Then the husband, he's wrong, but he'll make the wife feel guilty. So brothers, think properly what we are doing. All of you, my youngsters, who want to get married, inshallah, in the near future, from tonight you start, you read 2 rakat salat, daily, after Maghrib, after Isha, after Zohar, whenever it's convenient. And you read, رَبَّنَا بْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses that will be, and children and progeny, that will be the coolness of our eyes. And you, the parents and grandparents, the dada and dadi, nana and nani, you must read Surah 25, verse 54. You youngsters want to get married? Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 74. You, the parents, grandparents, you got your children, grandchildren, they're not married, it's concern for you. Your daughter is 28, 30, 35, not married. So Surah 25, verse 54. And what must you read? وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. He, Almighty Allah, created us from the semen and sperm. Allah made for us nasab, our lineage. We have our father, mother. Wasihra, and Allah will make in-laws for you also. So don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Make sure you encourage your children, grandchildren to get married, inshallah. My last message to you, look at this incident and all of us to take lesson from it. Mustafa Habibuna, the hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Oh Fatima, my beloved daughter radiallahu anha. Aina Ali? Where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala? She, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahl Jannah, says that Ya Rasulallah, Ya Abati, oh my beloved father, baini wa bainahu shay. We had an argument. Husband, wife, you will have arguments. The best of houses. No one can reach the status, state of the rank of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Who can reach the status of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu? Nobody. So where is he gone, oh my beloved daughter? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone to the masjid. Ya Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. Goes to the masjid, see Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu there. He's sleeping, speck of dust on his clothing, speck of dust on his body. So Mustafa Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes with his own mubarak hands, is removing the dust from the clothing of Sayyidina Ali and the body. Qum ya Aba Turab, Qum ya Aba Turab. Stand up, O father of the saint. A father-in-law goes and speaks to his son-in-law. Today, if something happens, my son-in-law, your son-in-law, we ask our daughter, where is he? He says, he's there. Before we even reach there, we already rolling up our sleeves. Come here, let me come sort you out and give you some panel beating. How you expect the marriage to work? So brothers, I beg you, fear Almighty Allah and inshallah, save the marriages. Don't break the marriages. So many cases the marriage could be saved, but because of our pride, our arrogance, we just want everything our way, and today our daughter is sitting, and you see the children are all mixed up, we don't know where they are, one ran away here, one ran away here. We destroyed our own children and the grandchildren's future. May Almighty Allah protect us. May Almighty Allah keep our marriages intact. May Almighty Allah unite the hearts. May Almighty Allah keep us with the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and make our death according to the creed and the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My final message to all of you, I'm sure you all heard what happened yesterday, day before yesterday in Ghouta. Ghouta is near Dimashq. These are Arabic terms. Open Mishkat Sharif right in the ending, and you will find a whole chapter there on Manaqib al-Sham, the virtues and the merits of Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, that is the Levant. And Ghouta is mentioned there. So the enemy are destroying our people, destroying, desecrating our masajid, killing indiscriminately men, women and children. They want to wipe them off. So my brothers, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Abandon durood. Ek aansu kimti hai. Cry for this ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Majidul Aqsa. Protect our brothers, sisters in Palestine. Protect them in Yemen. Protect them in Iraq. Protect them in Syria. Protect them in Libya. Protect them in all parts of the world, O Allah. When we live in comfort zone, then many a time we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatun wa fil akhirati hasanatun wa qina adhab an-nar. Allama izzal islam wa muslimin. Allama ansuril islam wa muslimin. Allama ansuril mujahideen wa mustadafeen fi kulli makan. Allama ansurna ala aduwina ya Rabbil Alameen. Allama alayka bi a'da'i ad-deen. Allama fi maridana wa maridil muslimin. وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. All the brothers and sisters who want to go for Hajj and Umrah, read this ayat abundantly. وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا innaka antat tawwab rahim. Ya Allah, ye ansar walon ne ye fazl farmaya ke isko jo hai barah ras nashr kiya. Ya Allah, accept them, make us the ansar of the deen of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Ya Allah, those who sponsored these programs, capital group and whoever, reward them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our honorable imams, our trustees, our musallis, reward all of them, ya Allah. Accept us for your deen, ya Allah. Make our khatima on iman, ya Allah. Subhan ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين.